and I think everybody forgets, because we talk about tailings and it's not necessarily a well-known aspect of this industry, is we are not just a tailings reprocessing company. The Montauban project is an unbelievable exploration potential story. And that's our focus here. The tailings, it puts us in a position to be cash flow positive, to generate revenue so that we can fund exploration without having to consistently dilute year over year to fund further exploration. We applied for our drill permits. We have been waiting on those drill permits. We are expecting them any day now. We have our drill team ready to mobilize, our exploration team ready to mobilize. That is going to be a very exciting maiden drill campaign that we're looking to do the later half of this summer.
Gordon Robb, ES Gold Corp. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Doing well, Andy. It's good to see you.
Hey, it's really good to see you. Last time we'd spoke, I want to say it was at our conference in May, and you had a lot of things coming in, and there's a big anticipation for you guys. Walk me up to now. It's, I want to say July 21st. We're waiting for some things to happen. What are we waiting for and what's coming in?
It's, you know what, like we talked about in May, right? It was time for us to put our head down, get to work, get equipment ordered, start making all of these things we talked about come true, of the tailings reprocessing, the expanded drilling program, the exploration potential at Montauban that has, for 15 years, this company's been trying to get the tailings operations going and never been able to sink a drill into the ground, even though this is a historically unbelievable area for mineralization. We want to explore it. The last few months, it's been head down, get the work done. And the news release this morning has been a big step, right? We've ordered the equipment. Our procurement process was intense, but very necessary to make sure that all of the fabrication of the equipment that we needed arrived on time and to our specifications. So we just sent our team to China. They just got back, doing a full inspection to make sure everything was up to industry standards and our standards. And that trip went unbelievably well, right? It was 2 weeks, 4 cities, 5 different factories, quite intense, but we're very happy to report that everything checked out. And now it was just approved for shipping. We'll be receiving that very soon, and we can start the final installation process of the mill.
Okay, so talk about what exactly specifically you ordered, and then I read in your news release here it had something to do with water. To all my viewers and listeners, that is such a issue with mining companies, with junior mining companies. There's a water issue, and this just really means that with your milling, and again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that's not a problem, is the equipment is coming in to deal with the water, correct?
Well, so the equipment is for the mill specifically. So we have our mineral crow system, we have our ball mills, right? Our pumps, our flotation tanks, our cyclone batteries. Those big custom fabrication pieces were all done out of China.
Got it.
We also have a Falcon concentrator that has been fully paid for. That'll be on a truck soon. That'll be shipped out from Vancouver. Now, the water treatment plant was a big one. That came from British Columbia.
Okay,
so that
got
was
it.
Shipped out. It's a mobile water treatment plant that arrived.
It's a mobile water treatment plant. How cool is that? Yeah.
I actually was fortunate enough to be on site the day it was delivered. So got to open it up, take a good look at it. So that was a big step of getting it to site, right? Like, that's very important just to make sure that this is reclamation work. We're aiming to clean up this historic toxic tailings material that plagues this town and this municipality. By taking those steps, making sure that we're doing everything environmentally clean for that restoration, is having that water treatment facility there is very important. So that is on site currently. Again, that was another massive step for us. The procurement process, ordering it, inspecting it. We sent our team out to BC in June, approved it, and had it shipped out. So that is currently on site. So there is a lot of equipment that is on site right now. The building's complete. And then this last Chinese inspection, this approved the final mill equipment, those big pieces, right? Like big ball mills, like a flotation cell, the cyclone battery, those custom fabrication pieces that our engineers have been working with months with the manufacturers to get that done, completed, and officially as of last week, approved for inspection was approved.
Okay, so great. So you guys will be really, hopefully, knocking on wood with both hands by the end of the year, maybe early next year, you'll be able to be milling metal, correct?
That's it, right? So all of this equipment lands here in the next 45 to 60 days. We deal with the shipping logistics, but everything gets put on a ship, and then we start the installation process. The way everything was designed, because it was custom fabrication, a lot of it is cookie cutter. Like, we know where it's going to go. Sending our electrician along with our engineers to this trip, they were just able to get the last little bit of fabrication that's needed to make sure that everything was to spec, so that there's no surprises when new equipment lands. So now we prepare for the arrival, and it's install and get to milling as soon as possible. Get this tailings reprocessing, start generating revenue so that we can
You'll
fund
be cash
further
flowing really
exploration from
quick.
here. That's the goal. That's the
That's the
goal
goal.
here, right? And where this was a massive step forward in getting to that cash flowing position is all of our equipment is now on its way.
Fantastic and congratulations. But you also, what can you talk about? You were really going to the sweet spot with ES Gold Corp as far as like news that's going to be dripping and soon to be flowing out. What can you talk about that investors should be paying attention to over the next, just give me really next 4 to 8 weeks?
So what ES Gold is, and I think everybody forgets, because we talk about tailings and it's not necessarily a well-known aspect of this industry, is we are not just a tailings reprocessing company. The Montauban project is an unbelievable exploration potential story. And that's our focus here. The tailings, it puts us in a position to be cash flow positive, to generate revenue so that we can fund exploration without having to consistently dilute year over year to fund further exploration. We applied for our drill permits. We have been waiting on those drill permits. We are expecting them any day now. We have our drill team ready to mobilize, our exploration team ready to mobilize. That is going to be a very exciting maiden drill campaign that we're looking to do the later half of this summer. And then coupled that, we did an ANT study last year, ambient noise topography. It was 10 square kilometers. We used the results from that, coupled with all the past drill holes from, oh, 100 years, the past mine workings, the exploration work that's been done, a VTEM survey, to put together a 3D model to get a better understanding of the geological footprint. Now, what we found were unbelievable drill targets. We saw a different structure that we need to explore. It gave us a lot of potential about the scale of this area that's never been drilled, never been explored. When this was an operating mine, the deepest they went down was 200 meters at depth. Every drill hole was a production drill hole. So it gives us a very vast piece of property to be able to explore that's never been properly explored with modern exploration work. We're about to start that. So a couple months ago, we did a
I'm not
7 year
laughing
drill.
at you. I'm just laughing at
Yes.
the it's bringing me joy.
It's like all of this work that's been done over the last year is getting us to these points right now, and it's all coming in at once. So we're very busy, but we're very excited. So this ANT study that we just recently completed was 70 square kilometers, a big step up from the 10 square kilometers. We wanted to, everywhere we got cut off, we wanted to extend north, south, east, west, in every direction. And we came back with some exciting results that still need to be interpreted. So those are being interpreted as we speak. We're expecting to see an updated 3D model of the sheer scale and size of this de of potential deposit. It's going to give us drill targets moving forward as we start this maiden drill campaign. Our focus is going to be on that existing surface crown pillar. We know the mineralization there. I've walked it. I've seen the outcroppings. It's going to be very exciting to be able to sink our own drills into it and come away with this information to really start to show the market of the exploration potential, that big blue sky, that we're sitting on some real solid hard rock here, in addition to the tailings that's going to fund the further exploration.
Right. So we spoke about this previously, but I want to mention it again. How does this work with the Lassonde curve? It's what's the saying? Jumping the shark, I think, or
It's
whatever. You're spinning it on its head, right? I mean, but talk to me about that because you're funding everything. You don't need to dilute. You will have the permits. How does this all work with permitting? I mean, talk to me about that.
So we are permitted for 1,000 ton per day operation, right? When we move into hard rock, and that's like this is very hypothetical. Say we find something, okay, we want to start moving into hard rock, then it's amendments. But we are permitted for 1,000 ton per day milling operation.
Let me interrupt you. So amendments, so you just add to an existing permit, that doesn't take the years that it typically takes a normal company, correct?
You have your permits. You're not starting. You're just making sure that every stakeholder, government official, municipality, they know you're going from here to here,
Gordon,
right? So,
why don't more, and I'm interrupting you, but why don't more companies do this? I mean, it's just so confusing to me.
well, okay. So I would say it's taken 15 years to get here. So this company has been moving along, collecting pop bottles to be able to fund the next permitting process to bring the right people in, the lawyers, without having results. Like it makes a lot of sense. Our circumstance of where we are very fortunate because access is unbelievable, right? Infrastructure is unbelievable. The capital costs associated are a lot lower than doing this somewhere else, but it's still taken so much time and effort to get to the point we are today. Like if early investors today, you want to get involved, you're missing the 15-year headache that it's taken to get to this point today. And I would say that's why companies don't do it. You do a permit, you sink a drill into the ground. Okay, we have something. You're seeing a valuation jump. You're able to raise money on the back end of that, and you develop properly. By focusing on the tailings first, I think that the original idea here was, oh, well, we'll process the tailings, we'll clean up the environment, we'll help everybody out, we'll make some money, and we'll move on. And then the education started, and then the permitting process started, and it didn't take a year, it didn't take 3 years, it took 6 years. And then the infrastructure work started, and the mill design, and the build out, and the engineers got involved. And there's so much more to this. So that Lassonde curve that Like I wouldn't say that we're certainly flipping the Lassonde curve on its head, but we're just moving down it quicker. So you see the Lassonde curve, you see the discovery go up, and then it comes down into that timeline of permitting, infrastructure, capital raising, right? Aggressive dilution to make sure that you can raise enough capital to hit those CapEx targets. And then you come into the production, and then you start moving up. We've done all that work up front, right? All the permitting, all the capital, all the CapEx, the build out, the equipment ordering. Is if I was an exploration company, I would have way rather sunk all this money that I just spent in China into holes in the ground. But we're getting this done up front. We are still very early in the exploration stage of this. We're just going to have the monetizing agent already built.
No, that's a good way to say it too. You'll be cash flowing and exploring really at the same time.
We have an exploration package that any ex exploration company would dream of having. The difference with us is we just have a cash flow kicker, right?
No, that's fantastic. Well, Gordon, I'd love to have you on again really soon or as the news hits. But if people want to do some due diligence, how do they go about doing that? How do they find you? What are your ticker symbols? And you actually have great volume for being a junior. But yeah, what exchanges are you traded on?
Trading on the CSE, ESAU, and the OTCQB, ESAUF. I would encourage anyone to go to our website, esgold.com. And also, my contact information is on news releases, it's on the website. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'm more than happy to have a conversation about ES Gold, our plans moving forward, what the next, 4 to 8 weeks looks like, but also 6 months, 12 months, 24 months out. Because we are looking long term at this, and like I said, it's taken a long time to get to this stage today, and the equipment's on its way. Exploration's pending. We're
You're at the
right
goal
there.
line. Yeah,
We're
you're
at the
right
goal
there.
line, and we get to move into this next chapter of ES Gold, which is going to be very exciting.
Yeah, and I'd love to be up there whenever that happens. Pouring gold, I'd love to be up there. We'll talk about it.
We'll
So,
talk about that.
Gordon, always a pleasure to have you on. I'll put everything that you just said in the show notes, both on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. And to all my viewers, listeners, please check them out. Check them out. I am an owner of ES Gold. And just this is not investment advice, but I do intend to buy on weakness. So, and I think this is a good buy-in opportunity, not investment advice. Thank you so much, Gordon. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks, Andy. It's a pleasure, man.
Always a pleasure.